Amazing Grace, the famous hymn by John Newton, touches many of our lives. It's very powerful, and it speaks about the simplicity and wonder that is God's grace extended to each of us. Since I graduated from university, I'd had a career in the IT field working on computers until March of 2011. When that came to an end. Since then, I've just been living as God would have me live, on unemployment right now, without a job. But I am exercising my spiritual gifts, writing music, and I don't pray to God for a good job and all of the common things one might think. No, I just pray that He takes care of me, and He takes care of me every day, let me tell you. I'd been asked by family to do this song, so that they could sing it at a memorial service of a loved one. And so I did record it, and everything went well, of course, thanks to God. But then, of course, it came time to perform something for my church worship service, and about a week before that, Satan thought it would be cute to give me carpal tunnel in my left hand. So anything that I may not intend is going to be attributed to God's grace and glory. He's going to be playing the notes that I may not be able to play. There's one passage that really goes with this song in my mind. It's from Proverbs chapter 3 at the very beginning. And it reads, "My son, do not forget my teaching, but let your heart keep my commandments. For length of days and years of life and peace they will add to you. Do not let kindness and truth leave you. Bind them around your neck, write them on the tablet of your heart, so you will find favor and good repute in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, not just the ones that I think He wants, or the ones that are the best, or the ones that I would want to give, no. In all my ways, I am to acknowledge Him. And He will, and He does, make my path straight. He doesn't lead me astray." I do hope you'll enjoy this rendition of John Newton's Amazing Grace. Thank you.